Buenos días and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Today is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. I have an update about last week's episode. I went to my PCP appointment. We discussed my situation, my excruciating bleeding. He took my blood pressure and he had to put me on iron pills, and he also told me I needed to take vitamin C and that I needed to come back in for lab work, and also that I needed to come back in to remove the Nexplanon, and then after that I needed to discuss with GYN the possibility of removing my uterus, because my case is a special case. He said usually they don't want to remove, they don't recommend removing the uterus to a woman in their 30s because she's healthy. But if she's going through excruciating bleeding the way that I am, that is making my blood pressure dangerously low and making my iron levels dangerously low, which causes me to sleep more, causes me to be more fatigued, causes my platelets to be at an extremely high level because my platelets are working overtime to create blood clots to stop my bleeding, and it's not working. So I was thinking of getting surgery by June. That's not gonna happen. I have to get surgery way sooner. I'm gonna see how that goes and update you guys later on that, because I want my grandma to be here to help me recover. So we will see what happens. I will update you guys on that. Now, on other news, today some people are celebrating Valentine's Day. Before I just go ahead and move on to something else, I'm in pain and I'm bleeding and I'm tired, but it feels good to have that provider tell me, that doctor tell me that what I'm feeling is valid, what I'm feeling is real, and that is, we have to take extreme measures because I am dealing with an extreme pain and extreme bleeding. I'm glad that he didn't just try to override my feelings and try to convince me, oh, let's do tubal ligation, oh, let's try another birth control, are you sure you don't want more kids? He didn't take that approach. He took the approach of, you having this problem, let's find you a permanent solution. He didn't try to give me a temporary solution, and I felt so good, y'all. I felt seen, heard, understood, and honestly, I'm gonna ask him, you know, I'm gonna say, if you go to another clinic or hospital, could I get a heads up? Could I possibly get your information or something? Because I would like to continue to have you as a PCP. Because I am well aware that some male doctors or even female doctors, they're just in the medicine for the money and not for the cure of human diseases. They're not in it for empathy and love and care and services. They're in it for the profit. And I'm not getting that vibe from this PCP. I'm so happy. I'm really happy about my visit. Now I can move on to something else. Today, some people are celebrating Valentine's Day. And if you are in a healthy relationship, then congratulations, you deserve to celebrate. I'm really happy for you. I really hope that you go ahead and continue to thrive and continue to do the things that you need to do in order for your relationship to continue to be healthy. Do not listen to outsider opinions. Do not let other people convince you that you're lame or that you're a simp because you're in a healthy relationship. Healthy relationship means you have communication, respect, love, empathy, understanding, chemistry. It's a lot of things that go into a healthy relationship. People think, oh, I'm in a 20-year-old relationship. We're healthy. We're soulmates. That's not the case. There's a lot of people that I know personally in my family and friends that have been together forever and ever and ever. But guess what? They're unfaithful. They don't help their partner. One does 80, the other one does 20 on a daily basis. On a daily basis, you know how hard it is for someone to do 80% of the work in a household and in a relationship? You're going to end up having some type of lumbar issue because you're carrying that relationship so hard. And I don't wish for anyone on this planet to do 80% of anything. Even in unemployment, in parenting, in none of that. I don't wish anyone to do 80% while the other person does 20. That's selfish and that's disrespectful. In 2024, we're not doing that. So that marks a year since I started managing my mental health. Happy Valentine's Day to me for having a lovely relationship and a loving relationship with myself. I want to thank myself for grinding it out. There was days that I didn't want to read books. There was days that I didn't want to meditate. There was days that I didn't want to attend therapy. There were days that I didn't want to journal. There were days that I didn't want to color. I didn't want to play video games. I didn't want to read manga. I didn't want to watch anime. I didn't want to do any of my outlets. I just wanted to lay down in bed, put a cover on me, close the curtains, and sleep all day, or just be wallowing in despair all day. But guess what? It was a habit already. It's a habit, and it's in my DNA already to pull through for myself and show up for myself and improve myself. So after I did it for 30 days, the first 30 days were the hardest for me to be this new person, to uproot some of those traumas, to try to mend some things and fix some things with some people. But after that, it got easier and easier and easier and easier. So I would give myself grace and give myself mercy and tell myself, okay, so I may not have the energy or the positive mindset right now at 9 a.m. to do my outlets, but let's see how I feel in 30 minutes, or let's see how I feel in 60 minutes. I would give myself that goal, that short-term goal, and say, I don't have the capacity right now, but I will have the capacity later. And guess what? Later came and I did it. I completed. Sometimes I would even go outside and walk for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. I would tell myself, I don't have the ability to go out every single day, and I don't have no excuses for it, but just walking once a week or walking randomly any day of the month, it was a plus for me. It was more than I did before. So I gave myself grace and I showed myself that it's okay if at the crack of dawn, I don't have the most positive mindset, but I will tell my feelings at the time. You may feel bad right now, and mind you, I'm bleeding. My levels of iron are low. I'm very anemic right now. Basically, I'm very anemic. I'm very tired all the time. So yes, I had to remind myself, you're on birth control. Your emotions are all over the place. You're tired. You're in pain. And I understand that. You're entitled to feel that. But we're not going to feel like that all day. We need to do something to distract you to move on to a different feeling. I would hold my emotion, give it space to tell me what it needs to tell me. I would hear it and understand it, and then say, okay, after we work through this emotion, then we can move on to another emotion. I'm no longer bottling myself in. I'm no longer pushing my emotions away that are deemed negative. I'm holding all my emotions and giving all of my emotions their space that they need. So like I said, happy Valentine's Day to everyone who is in a healthy relationship with themselves and others. If that's not your case, this message is not for you. We are more than victorious. We embark on new journeys all the time. So the topic I want to talk about today is, do not yield to fear. Do not yield to fear. And what I mean by we embark on new journeys all the time, I mean is we apply to jobs. We're afraid of the interview, but we have to make it to the interview. Some people are too afraid to even go to the interview because they don't think they have the capacity to get the job, or they don't have the emotional stability to handle rejection. They're too afraid of being rejected and being told they don't have the skills for the job and they don't want to give them the job, right? Or you applied to school, you took a test and you didn't get in. There's many reasons why people are fearful of embarking on a new journey. You might say, I want to start a diet, but you're afraid that you won't be consistent. You might say, I want to start a business, entrepreneurship, right? But you're afraid that you don't know how to do marketing. It's so many things. It's you versus you. Every day is you versus you. You are the one that tells yourself, let's be afraid, let's stay stuck, and let's not start anything new. Let's not do anything that may have risk. Unfortunately, everything has risk. Just being alive is a risk. And we have to take those risks no matter how afraid we are. Now, as an introvert myself, many things happen to me, right? And being an introvert just means that I need to know information before I make a decision, right? So I worry before a journey even starts. As an introvert, I know that that happens to me, right? So I have to show myself extra grace and extra mercy, because I know I'm not perfect, and I know I prefer to know the risk and the outcomes before I say yes to anything, whether it's a party or a trip or anything, right? I'm that one person asking before an event, who all gonna be there? Yeah, that's me, and I'm not embarrassed to say that. And if you are like me, who worries before things even start, you are not alone. Let me tell you, I am exactly like that. There's nothing wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong with me. People are extroverts or they're introverts. There's no in between. I'm an introvert. That's my opinion. If you have a different opinion, I respect that, and that's fine too. I just prefer to be informed before making my decisions. If you are like me, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. I'd rather say no to any events than lie to the person and keep them waiting because I said I was going to go and then I didn't show up. I think that's way more disrespectful. To me personally, I get extremely upset when people agree to plans and then they change their mind, right? And when I say plans, I don't mean like a party or a vacation. I mean any little thing. If I ask you, hey, you want to go to the library with me? There's a game night. And you tell me yes. And I say, because I like to tell people way in advance. I don't spring things on people same day or day before. I like to tell them, hey, 2 weeks from now. Hey, in 30 days, this and this is going to happen. Could we go together? Or there's a sale on a vacuum in Target and it's gonna start this and this date. I like to let people know anything in advance so that they can make time in their schedule to agree or disagree. And guess what? I don't get mad at them if they say no. I don't get mad at them because I'm quick to say no to a lot of things. Because of therapy, I had to start getting out of my box and telling people yes, even if I was afraid of whatever situation. Even if I was afraid, I started telling people yes. And now I'm more comfortable to saying yes to things I would have never said yes to before. And that's all thanks to me putting myself out there and exposing myself and telling myself, yes, you need some sunlight. The area where you live at, people have a history of vitamin D deficiency because there's not a lot of sun most of the time. So yes, you will go out today because you need the sunlight. That's what I tell myself all the time. Yes, you will take that drive 15 minutes to go here and then another 15 minutes to come back. Yes, you're going to leave at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock and you're going to come back home at 6. I tell myself all these things. I prepare myself mentally and that way I recharge my battery in my home, in my space, in my safety, before I go out there and do whatever it is that I need to do. I know that I have to be careful when I ask God for something, because a lot of the times when I receive it at a fast pace, I am alarmed because I'm not prepared. So I have also told myself I need to be prepared at all times for whatever it is that I want to embark, because it might not take 10 years. It might be given to me tomorrow or next week. It's a suggestion and a good advice I would like to tell others. Be careful what you wish for, because then when you get it, you better be prepared for it. Do not be a coward when it's presented to you and say, you know what, I was just joking, I don't want it, and then start doubting your ability. You're capable. If you wanted it and you got it, you're capable of maintaining it and managing it, right? You're capable. You wished you had it, now you have it, now you're capable of maintaining it. You have to believe that. No one should have to tell you that. Because no matter how much I tell you, that doesn't mean that you will believe me. You have to believe it yourself. The dream that I deferred, remember I said that a couple of episodes before? The dream I deferred is scary because I've never obtained that before. It's new to me. So I paused it to prepare myself because, like I said before, I was rushing and I was being messy. I was not being myself. I was doing things that are outside of my norm, and it was very dangerous. And I had to stop myself and say, is this how you want to obtain this big dream? That's not how you want to obtain it, because you're going to feel bad after you get it. And you're going to feel like maybe you're going to fall into a habit of being messy and disorganized to get things. And that's not who I want to be. A dream as big as the one that I had to defer is and cannot be rushed. I am well aware of that now that I went through it. You know, I tell myself I am free and at peace. I am free. I am a free person living in a world that is a reflection of my own love and understanding. I let go of limitations and recognize the true beauty of my being. I visualize all of my limitations falling away one by one until I am safe, healed, and whole. I am in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. I see myself healthy, whole, and living in a society where it is safe for me to be who I am and to love others. Now, this time I would like to read a card from Promises from God for Women that I got from Barnes & Noble. You guys already know the deal. I've said it before. God is with you every step of the way. The Lord will stay with you whenever you seek Him. You will find Him. 2 Corinthians 15:2. The Lord will stay with you whenever you seek Him. You will find Him. 2 Corinthians 15:2. Now, on to the trending topics. The Grammys, I believe, went on TV. Now, mind you, I haven't watched a live... What is that called? I haven't watched an award show live on cable or TV, I would say 15 years. I would say 15 years, because I realized at a very young age that it was rigged. I realized that it wasn't me voting. I used to vote for these things. I used to do the links and text message or whatever it was that we were doing. And then when the people that I liked didn't necessarily always win, I was like, this has to be rigged. Because if you're looking at the numbers and you're looking at the engagement of the audience, how is it possible that this person didn't win? I had to learn the hard way that these things were rigged. Now, Mr. Jay-Z had a speech, and I loved his speech. He's basically calling out the Academy and saying, how is it possible that this palm colored person, now he didn't say that, I'm paraphrasing, I'm putting it into my own words. Jay-Z did not say this, I'm paraphrasing. Jay-Z, in my opinion, said, how is it possible this palm colored person continues to win Grammy after Grammy after Grammy after Grammy? And then he said, now, he didn't mention no names. He just said the Academy needs to do better in the way that they vote, right? I know they like to claim it's the fans that are voting. That's not true. But they have to spit that lie onto people so people continue to think that they have an opinion on who wins. If people believed that they weren't choosing these winners, their ratings would drop. The audio. Thank you for your patience with me, the audio. I know you're gonna hear things banging. Thank you for your patience. If people knew that they had no say in these awards, they will have way less ratings. So they have to keep stringing you onto this line. He said that the Academy needs to do better, but in the meantime, although you're not receiving any awards, keep showing up for yourself. Keep working hard until they call you the CEO, until they call you the boss, until they call you the greatest, until they call you a genius. And I loved that. I was like, thank you, Jay-Z. Thank you for inspiring the nation, as you will. Because some people think that because you're famous, you wake up tomorrow, you throw a song, and you're already famous. That's not the case for a lot of people. A lot of people are where they are because of trial and error, and because they were persistent, and because they had discipline, and because they believed in themselves. So they kept going. They had a vision, and until they saw that finish line, they didn't stop grinding. They didn't stop going. They didn't stop chasing the bag, right? That's why some of these people are called the greats, because they didn't give up on themselves. You know how many doors were closed for famous people before they finally found one that they had the key for and opened that door because it was meant for them, because it was their time? Sometimes we want things now, and life is not like Amazon. We don't get everything express shipping. A lot of things that are worthwhile and that will give ourselves, we will feel accomplished. A lot of those things take time and effort and sweat and tears. A lot of those things that are worth it, right? Now, I'm not a Swiftie, and don't come for me. I don't know how it's possible, and I've been saying it since day one. Since day one, I've been saying, how is it possible that Taylor Swift has 14 Grammys? How is it possible that every year this woman is getting a Grammy for best pop album, best album, best whatever, whatever? How is it possible? I'm not even gonna get into the systemic racism and all of that that goes down in everything that we do. I love Beyonce. I'm a Beyonce fan. Every time Beyonce is at an award show, she deserves a trophy because she worked hard for it. That woman is a prime age, and she's still bringing music out, and she's still dancing. Come on, people. If you've ever seen any of her performances, you know what I'm talking about. And people be like, oh, the tickets are too expensive. You know why they're expensive? Because the woman choreographies. The woman works on her choreography. I'm butchering words. My bad. The woman works on her choreography. The woman works on directing. The art, the everything that she puts in it. And now they bring in her daughter, Blue Ivy. She looks just like the woman. Lord Jesus, she looks just like the woman. Blue Ivy is Beyonce's twin, for real, for real. And I love to see it. I know on Netflix, a couple of years ago, when she put out the visuals for Coachella, Beychella, as we call it, it was beautiful. I loved watching the behind the scenes and the preparations. She did a movie again. It was in theaters. I don't remember what it's called because I didn't go watch it. I'm going to wait until it comes out in a streaming platform. Hopefully Prime Video or Netflix or wherever she's going to release it. I'm going to watch it because people all over the world said that her concert, the Renaissance, is elevated just like all of her work. Let me stop praising Miss Beyonce so much. You know, that was a trending topic for this week, and what I took out from Jay-Z's message was exactly like he said it. Keep grinding, don't stop until you reach your goals. It doesn't matter that no one is seeing your tears and your sweat. It doesn't matter that they're not recognizing your greatness and your quality. Keep going, show up for yourself, keep doing it. Don't make excuses, keep doing it, keep pushing, keep grinding. You can do it, I believe that you can. I believe you can do it. If how vulnerable I have been today with you has helped in any way, please, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever you identify as, Don't come for me. I don't know all the genders. I don't know all the terms. Please download the episode and follow me for more. I put on new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.